Welcome to the Passive Aggressive Podcast. I'm comedian Mike Vecchione, back from hiatus with comedian Bobby Haha and comedian Ben Rosenfeld. We're back.
You seem like you're still on hiatus the way you sound.
Yeah,
you don't sound enthusiastic at all.
No, I sound enthusiastic.
Well, it's like we should smack you in the face on each side just to wake you up, get you into the game.
No, it's called being refreshed. I'm refreshed. I'm loose, I'm agile, I'm mobile.
No, you seem like you're like out of it, you're tired. Like you don't want to speak to our friends today.
It seemed like your vacation was so good, you're like, ugh, I still have to do this.
Oh, no, I gotta come back with these two fucking idiots? That's the way you're
shaking. No, you guys drain a lot of energy from me, I'm not gonna lie about it. But you know what, you took me out for a special birthday lunch just now, and I'd like to say thank you to both of you on air. So I appreciate
it. You're welcome.
It.
It was very, very good.
I ordered extra, I ordered a soup, which I don't order, and then I ordered a coffee and a smoothie that I'm drinking right now, so...
A couple extra bucks is a small price to pay to make you fatter and get heart disease.
You always have to look at the negative. A man at my age now, I really have to be careful about
how old are you now, Mike?
42.
42 years yeah. old?
Which is my favorite band.
How are you, Ben?
My favorite band is Level 42.
30.
And how about that? It's also Jackie Robinson's number and Rivera.
Mm-hmm.
The pitcher. So...
It's a number of progress. It's a hopeful number. So
what are you hoping for this year coming up?
I'd like to have a good year. I'd like my income to shoot up to six figures. That would be
is
great.
Is that six figures really?
Mm-mm. And would I be sitting here in Ben's living room if it was?
Yes, you would because you love doing six figures.
I would have you both fired.
Don't say that on air, Bobby. I'm sure your IRS forms don't state six figures.
I would have
figures.
You terminated.
And don't say Bobby Ha either. How about that?
You're wearing a blazer. I would have you take the blazer off, and I would have you fired. I'd have you escorted to the street.
No, this is what I would. But this is 100% cashmere.
Mm-hmm.
I touched it. It's a really nice
blazer. Be 100% off your body and hanging in Ben's closet, and you'd be escorted down to the street. Anyway, so I had a great time. Aruba was awesome. I heard there was a girl missing out there again.
Finally, Jeannie Holloway.
Why do you guys always have to go for the
sister or something?
Why do you always have to go for the darkest, darkest joke? Can you just a man go to the Caribbean and just have a good time and do shows and work and make people laugh and then fly back? You know, it's always got to be. You're always angling for the darkest.
But you still had enough time to like tie up someone by their feet on a cement block and dump them into the ocean, right?
You guys are. This podcast, I don't know what happened to it when I left, but it's taking a dive.
I'll tell you what happened. Bobby fell asleep and missed one show.
I didn't really fall asleep. What happened was I was in the middle of a sexual encounter because I'm actually, people always say, why are you having all sex with these guys? Is that it's not really, I'm not really doing that. I want all the listeners to know it's because I'm doing a scientific survey. Like this weekend, I had 12 different guys altogether. Six. Three on one day, three on the other. Six altogether.
Does it always have to be a prime number?
Six is not a prime number.
Does it always have to be a number divisible by three?
Seven is a prime number, sir.
Does it always have to be a number that's divisible by three?
Listen, all I'm going to tell you is this, sir.
I like you calling me sir.
I also like that you knew what a prime number was and wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Bobby's on a roll today.
I know what the Fibonacci sequence is, too.
Fibonacci, but go on.
Fibonacci, tomato, tomato. Mike Vecchione.
Okay, I'm glad.
Mike Vecchione, the Jeffrey Dahmer, same thing.
We don't have our rhythm, really. There's some dead
space.
No, well,
you've been gone for like
in there,
six
so
months.
It's like the chemistry.
Dead space is horrible.
The chemistry is not here. Anyway, I had a great.
Yeah, because you were for 2 weeks in a row.
And could I just point out, at lunch, Mike was a little like low energy. He got a phone call, he lit up, he was laughing, having a great time, and now he's back to
Who
low
was
energy.
Who's on the phone? The other man, the comedian, I think. Because you said something about a joke.
Yeah, sometimes I talk about jokes. I'll talk about jokes on the phone to other comedians. That's my business. What your business is to take me to lunch and enjoy my company when I give it to you. That's your business.
Thank God, it's only once a year.
Never been married, huh?
Mm.
Oh, you've never been married?
My girl did a great job. She got me a lot of different gifts. She got me Rangers tickets. She got me Knicks tickets.
And Islanders tickets.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rangers. Islanders.
That's right, yeah, because you can't afford Rangers tickets, buddy. Rangers are the big game.
I have saved money. I can afford a lot, bro.
You can?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I put a little bit away. After each set, that's $25, I put $5 into a special account. It's kind of like a curse jar kind of a situation. Put $5 away from my retirement.
That's good.
I said something that's true. It's like... this podcast, I'm going to just come later and later, and then I'm eventually just going to stop coming. I'm just going to hang out downstairs and and just putter around asking for change and if anybody has any loose cigarettes. And that's where I want to be.
That's good. That's
going to go backwards.
That's a good goal.
What's been happening?
Except for the cigarettes. I don't like that.
But what's been happening on this podcast?
Last week was a great podcast because you had Bobby Holiday in it. But the week before that, they had, what's his name?
Robert Puncher.
The faggot guy.
Why do you say that?
Robert Puncher was here to save the show because otherwise it would have been just me talking for 40 minutes.
You can't use homophobic slurs. You can't use them.
Why is that?
Because just because you're a gay.
No. First of all, I did not use a homophobic slur. Faggot has nothing to do with being gay.
What's it got to do with?
Just being a faggot. You're a faggot, and Ben's a faggot.
I don't like
that. It has nothing to do with homosexuality. I'm a homo, but I ain't no fucking fag. I'm a man. I always act like a man. And I treat people with respect, and I deserve to be respected back.
But how are you going to get respected back when you call people faggots?
I know I said he was a maggot. You misunderstood.
Sounds like we might as well get to some topics,
Let's get to some... I said
maggot, though. I didn't say faggot. You guys misconstrued the whole thing. Maybe it sounded like that because my English isn't so good lately.
You're going to be made an example of at the parade this year.
What parade? The St. Patrick's Day parade?
The Gay Pride.
No, the only parade I was at this year was the Veterans Day parade.
All right, way to turn it. You
can't
it.
Knock that.
You really turned
that's
it.
That's why I did that. I do that because I know you can't say anything bad about that. So I
won't say anything about veterans.
No, that's why I had to throw it in there.
Yeah.
That's my separate protection, my invisible shield against you and Ben.
Like we attack you. Is that true?
Yes, you do. And Ted the Teddy Man, too.
Ted the Teddy Man does. He sneaks attacks.
Yeah.
All right. So, Ben, what were you doing over these past couple of weeks?
My
checked
book,
in with you periodically.
My book's arrived.
Yeah,
the book is here!
I tell you, I did the audio version.
Bobby did the audio earlier today. I got to finish it off.
No, but I'll tell you.
But it'll be out probably end of the week.
It was great. The book is a great book. Right. Illustrated well. It's well put together. I got to say it, even though Ben, I don't like the guy, but his book is great.
Russian Optimism. Where can people get it?
They can get it at RussianOptimism.com. It's on Amazon. It's on BarnesandNoble.com.
But it's better to get it at RussianOptimism.com.
It's better to get it on PayPal on RussianOptimism.com because Amazon charges an arm and a leg to be on there. So
I'm getting a copy myself.
Yeah, direct is the best way. PayPal's second best, then Amazon, Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
Tied for third.
Well, it's unbelievable.
So they arrived on Thursday, which was also my grandpa's art exhibition reception.
You know, I was going to go there, and I had a date.
Yeah, no, you got your priorities.
No, and I had a date to go there also, and I had to cancel the date, and I didn't go. I'm sorry about that, Ben, but the date was going to go with the reception because I was still involved with someone else doing my experiments.
All right, well...
Because what I'm doing in the lab is a lot different, the experiments I've been doing on social issues.
Now, you did the audio version of Ben's book.
Yeah.
He did the English. I'm going to be reading the Russian, and then I'm going to read the English as a bonus at the end with a Russian accent, because they sound hilarious when it's monotone Russian.
So it's a nursery rhyme / Rosetta Stone type situation.
Yeah, totally.
Situation. It's multiple languages.
Well, what about the Rosetta, the space thing that went up, that hooked onto the comet?
Hey, can you wait till we get to the topics? Is this what we do now?
But it just happened. I thought you were segueing into that when you said
no.
Ben
has a specific order.
But we didn't discuss anything before the show.
We did
about this because we went to your lunch, your extravagant lunch at the corner diner.
We didn't talk about this in our pre-production meeting that we usually have.
Yeah,
5 minutes before we start.
I think our entire pre-production meeting is: Are you ready? Okay, 3, 2, 1, go.
Yeah, that's a big meeting.
We put a lot of work into it.
Anyway, the books arrived Thursday.
Okay.
I spent all of Friday figuring out how to mass ship a ton of books. And then Saturday, I gave the postman 40 of them. And then I shipped out another 40 this morning. International shipping sucks, by the way. It's like $18. I didn't know it was that expensive. I'm losing more money because of international shipping.
So you people out there, you want to go and get the book. Make sure you buy it from RussianOptimism.com so Ben can make more money back for that shipping cost.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hundreds of dollars before breaking even. But it looks really nice, so hopefully just tell your friends.
It's a beautiful book,
and
it's very funny, too.
Thank you, Bobby.
It's very funny. I was dying laughing. Well, I couldn't even read one of them, the pineapple one. I was getting stuck on it. I had to go get some Sour Patch things so I get it on my mouth to to be able to say it, the words.
And Bobby dressed up too. He's got a blazer on, which I've never seen him in a blazer.
So I have a lot of sports jackets.
Ready, sports jacket, blazer type.
I have a lot of suits and sports jackets.
Pick up Ben's book. Bobby, you got anything going on?
Just the social experiments with the homosexuals that I'm doing.
Find Bobby on Grindr. Get on.
I'm not on Grindr.
What are you on? Adam and Eve? Adam and Adam.
Well, I don't think it's Adam and Eve.
Adam and Adam.
No, it's Adam for Adam. And Adam probably some other sites too. I don't even know. You know.
You homosexuals, get out there and contact.
First of all, I'm not a homosexual. All
right, what are you?
I'm a heterosexual, but
you have homosexual tendencies.
No, I'm a method actor, and I've been studying the part of Bobby Hart for many years. And he's a homosexual. He's a blatant homosexual, and he likes to have sex with men.
You're talking about yourself in the third person.
No, it's not me. It's a character. Bobby Hart is a character that I developed.
Mm.
I have very good moral grounds, but Bobby Hart is something different. So I've been working on this character for the last 30 years now.
Wow.
And I have to do what Bobby Hart would do.
So this whole thing is a character.
This whole thing is a character. This Bobby Hart is a social experiment of a character I'm doing.
Well, people are afraid.
Well, here's what I know about the character. Bobby Haha is the Bill Cosby of this podcast.
Oh, my God.
No, you can't say that because Bobby Haha has never raped anyone and never will. Mm. Bill Cosby's a rapist.
Mm.
Allegedly.
Allegedly by
allegedly.
Him. Well, why would you pay someone off if he wasn't? Let me tell you something. If you didn't do it, you don't pay off anyone.
Well, sometimes the lawyer
the only one that could, the thing that could have gotten him in trouble... He paid her off millions of dollars. They don't know the exact amount, but millions of dollars that girl was paid to shut her mouth. Now, all of a sudden, you got all these other people coming out doing it, like 17 people.
Out of the woodwork.
No, because it happened, but they didn't want to talk about it because he's a powerful man.
I believe that.
He's a very powerful guy. He could ruin someone's career.
I believe it could have happened, but I also think it's dangerous to, without any hard evidence.
The court of public opinion.
Because of the court of public opinion. I don't like the court of public opinion, and I don't like the way that it just can sway.
Yeah, a lot of rapists don't like the court of public opinion.
All right, well, that's a jump in logic. Ben, do you want to back me up here? You're the logic
guy. It is a logic jump.
It's a huge logic jump.
I said a lot of rapists. I wasn't even going to... It had nothing to do with you guys.
No, you're just saying that rapists are the only ones who get hurt by public opinion.
No, but I'm just saying, no, that they don't like the public opinion.
There's also innocent people. I'm not saying Cosby's innocent, but there's innocent people.
Right. I remember one that was on a TV show once that they had this kid on that Steve Wilkos show, whatever the fuck that it is. I'll never watch that show again. They accused this kid, this girl, accused this kid of babysitting and molesting her son, her little infant son there. Mm-hmm. And she coaxed the kid into doing this whole thing about this guy. The guy never did nothing.
Richard Jewell, the Atlanta bombing.
Oh, that was the worst of all, publicly.
The Duke Lacrosse thing? I mean, it happened.
No, but the Richard Jewell was such a horrible thing. Here's a guy who actually was a hero that day.
Got turned
around. And it didn't get turned around until after he died. He died of a heart attack because his life was really fucked up after that.
Yeah.
He was a young man. He had a heart attack and died from what the FBI and the government did to him.
Yeah.
They knew damn well that he did not plant those bombs. They found no evidence whatsoever with him, but they just wanted to put a scapegoat there. Then when they finally caught the guy who did it, the guy who was with the Right to Life guy people, he's one of the Right to Life guys that did that, the Atlanta bombing. He was one of those people that supports...
I'm just saying, if Richard Jewell happened now with all that Twitter, it'd be even worse.
Yeah, that was a real shame. Guilty. That was a real shame about that guy. That was a real shame. The guy was a hero, and then they made him look like he was an animal.
Hmm. Here's the real question, though.
But that's, you just can't go by a public opinion. It's not enough, and it's frightening the way that things are playing out. It's just, it's frightening because there's no hard evidence.
Right, it's a mob mentality.
It's a mob mentality, and it just escalates because of the internet, and then everybody turns on everybody. You know, it's just, it's not a good situation. It's not based on anything solid. It's just people.
No, I think there's a lot of solid things about the Bill Cosby.
No, in this specific situation, yeah, I think it is. But I just don't like the way that it plays out that way, where it just gains momentum through the internet, and then people are convicted without any hard evidence.
What is funny, though, is Cosby's team try to use the internet to their advantage by
encouraging
memes.
Yeah. They took the memes,
and it backfired horribly, which is kind of funny.
That guy must have got fired, that publicist. Okay, but
or drugs. That publicist probably got drugs and
Bill Cosby. Yeah,
that's how you get fired from the date rape.
Yeah, But he loved to drug these women, though.
I just think it's a sad. It's sad for the women if it's just a sad situation all over. It's not for America that American icon gets taken. It's like the Paterno situation. It's like a guy you looked exactly up to for like so
Paterno.
Long.
No, but Paterno did not rape anyone himself.
He didn't.
He overlooked something, but this guy actually did the raping.
It's like Paterno in that someone was held in high esteem for their entire
life. Right, I understand that part. But I'm just trying to let the listeners know that don't know, Paterno never raped anyone.
Mm-hmm. Right. Paterno's crimes were out of omission, not...
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think he thought it was, you know, whatever, because you know, they probably told him not to say nothing, whatever, but he still should have. So he was wrong, too. He admitted being wrong, though, on that. Before he passed away, I don't know if you know that, he said he does not belong in it because he let it go by. I give him that much credit. He admitted it, that he let it go by. At the end, you didn't know that? Yeah, he said that. He said he's sorry because he should have spoke up more and he didn't do what he should have done.
Right. Well, they're similar in that.
Because I kind of like Joe Paterno, believe it or not. There's a coach and everything. And he was a good guy. You know, he was a good instructor of people. It's just that when you have a guy like that there and a guy like that other one that went to that school, the wrestler that became like a weirdo, Mike Vecchione. But, you know...
That was great placement. I was trying to like remember a famous wrestler from Penn State, and then you surprised me.
He took a left turn.
Yeah,
it's the Blazer that's doing the talking today.
Yeah,
it's making his IQ jump.
100% cashmere.
All right, so the Cosby situation is out of the. We already covered that. So
and Hannibal Buress. I like Hannibal Buress. Yeah, I put him in one of his first shows. Ever knew?
Yeah, I like Hannibal.
Yeah, he made it happen where all the media ignored it until then.
So, well, the thing was, I don't think he was even trying to make a... He was just doing his show.
He was doing his show.
And somebody secretly taped him at the show doing it and then released it.
Right.
So, it's like, I don't think he even intended for that.
No, he didn't intend it for that.
He was doing comedy. Because
it was in Philadelphia and, you know, Bill Cosby's from there.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's why, you know, he figured he'd just throw the Bill Cosby joke in there.
Right.
And then somebody, like you said, taped it. What a big thing. Just like, I don't know if you remember...
secretly taped it, but it wasn't like he was doing a special or anything.
No. And then a lot of things like that happened. Remember John Galliano, the designer?
Mm-mm.
No.
Okay, he was the designer for Christian Dior. He's probably the second best designer in the world to Alexander McQueen, who died also. And here's a guy, he was completely drunk, and you know he gets drunk and high and everything. So he made an anti-Semitic remark while he was drunk, but one of his friends who taped it, they got him fired from being the head designer of Christian Dior because he says he's anti-Semitic. But it was just drunken talk. So many people now take so much shit literally and bullshit, and they tape people just so they can bring people down.
Right.
Well, that's like the Donald Sterling, the Clippers thing.
I just don't... That whole situation, I don't like because it was a secret conversation that she secretly recorded and then released.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
It's like
the same thing they did with...
We're all hypocrites because any of us have had conversations that we regretted and would have taken back. And those things...
Everybody.
If those things were taped and put out there, it would ruin everybody.
Everyone.
Everyone.
We'd still be able to do this podcast, though.
We'd still be able to do this
podcast. I'd be able to do my acting, no problem. Yeah. That is.
No, but it's just in Ben's neighborhood... We were probably held in high esteem because he lives in such a dirty, dirty, dumpy neighborhood.
Right, we're held in high esteem here. In my neighborhood, it's a little different. I live in a little bit of a better neighborhood than you two guys.
No, first of all, lump me in with Ben's.
Okay, but look, what your neighborhood is not even in the same ballpark of my neighborhood.
All right, probably, but my neighborhood is very close to it. There's very good benefits to my neighborhood.
He lives under a bridge.
I live under a train, my friend.
Okay, I got a train right behind my house, the Long Island Railroad.
Yeah,
his train is better than your
train. My train goes to the city, bro.
Mine goes to the city also. It's Long Island Railroad. Goes right to Penn Station.
Yeah,
and faster than yours.
The tickets are too expensive on the LIRR, my friend. Mine goes right into the city.
But I'm close. I'm right exactly. Queens Boulevard is right in between the two airports. So
I'm close to LaGuardia.
I'm close to Kennedy and LaGuardia.
Equidistant is the word you're looking for.
Yeah. Equidistant is the word you're looking for. Convenient is the word that I'm looking for.
I have convenience also. Convenient.
Better is the word that I'm looking for.
I'm actually closer.
And I nailed it.
To the subway stop than you are.
Next
absolutely
topic.
Absolutely not.
I'm one half a block away from the subway.
Absolutely not.
To you to get on the train, you have to walk a block or so.
I walk a half a block. Half a block.
No. I've walked to your house, Bobby. It's a long fucking walk.
How dare you?
It's just one block.
It's like six blocks.
Exactly. You're sick.
Make lefts and rights.
Because you don't know where the fuck you're going.
Oh,
you're an idiot.
You mean the LIR, not the subway.
The subway I'm talking about.
No, the subway's like six blocks.
It's
a lot of blocks.
It's a lot of blocks. One block.
Mike is closer.
We have beautiful homes over there. So you got to pass. It looks like $6.
Yeah.
Other than Forest Hills, my friend.
You go to the beautiful homes.
Forest Hills is much nicer than any kind of Astoria. Let's get real here.
Well, that's why the rents are going up in Astoria, because it's dumpy. No, it's because people want to live here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
There's all the homosexuals over here now. That's why. They're gentrifying the neighborhood with the homosexuals. Wherever the homosexuals move, the neighborhood gets better.
There's an Arab section of this, and they don't believe in homosexuality. It doesn't exist. And I tend to skew their way. I don't believe it exists.
Well, I don't know you're a Muslim. I know you're a secret Muslim.
I'm a secret Muslim. It says
there's nothing wrong with that.
It doesn't say anything in the Quran.
There's nothing wrong with that. Listen, can I just tell you something?
Anything in the Quran? About
I
your,
don't
your
really
people.
Care. Look. I don't knock any religion or people.
Yes, you
that believe
do.
It. I just don't believe in none of it.
Yeah, but you knock people. We've had it out on the podcast. We had to end a podcast early, right? One time because you just kept coming at me, and I was like, "We're just going to end it."
Well, you told me you were Catholic.
I was raised Catholic, and
now you're Muslim.
No, I'm not a Muslim.
You said you were a minute ago. Let's bring up the truth, Mike.
No,
you said you were a minute ago
me.
That you were
I
on the same side.
Through Ben's, through the Egyptian neighborhood in order to get here, and it was very Fallujah-like.
Look, just because Mike has
Fallujah
done
is not in Egypt, it's in Iraq.
Yeah, I know.
So it's how can it be Fallujah-like in Egypt?
It's in the Middle East.
Well, listen,
they were Egyptian. It was Fallujah-like, not Fallujah exactly. Fallujah. Do you get hyperbole at all? That
no.
No.
I speak to the facts.
It's like half Fallujah, half fajita. It's a weird neighborhood.
It is. It's a lot of hookah lounges and butcher shops.
Well, that's just wrong with, nothing wrong with that. I happen to like a lot of people that are Muslim. I don't like the religion. I don't like the Catholic religion. I like the Jews' religion. I don't like no religion.
Speaking of godless.
Yeah, that's
good. U.S. Defense Secretary resigned today.
Yeah, why did he resign?
I guess because ISIS. Because no. Obama needs a fall guy, it seems, for all the security abroad problems that are happening with ISIS, Iraq, Afghanistan.
There is no ISIS.
Well, there's no...
We invented ISIS so we could bomb the other countries again. No, the United States, don't tell me a conspiracy theory, my ass. You got satellites 24 hours a day going around that can pick a license plate off a car. They can't see 40,000 people mounting up, stealing all of these trucks and tanks. No, we gave it to them.
I thought they were on a camel system.
That we gave it to them.
It was a two-hump camel system.
Yeah, but all the hump, you could see the license plates on the camels. And they, you could, from outer space. They didn't see 40,000 people, you know, mounting up this big swings through the desert, which is the hot spot of the world. None of the satellites picked up none of this. Of course not. You know why? Because we, the CIA, bankrolled it, gave them the equipment, and said, go chop off a couple of heads of these journalists. To scare the people in America, these idiots. Oh, yeah, they're going to come over and chop our heads off. So let's go bomb them again while we're stealing oil from all these people. And that's why I love this country, because we need oil. The gas prices went down.
Yeah, no, I will say gas prices are cheap.
Well, that's
I had
why.
Up last week. It was like
I don't knock it. I don't knock it. Right? Listen, I'm just telling you what this government does. No. But I don't knock it because I'm part of it.
You are part of it.
I served this country, and I would be there doing it too because the gas prices are down. That's all we care about.
That was one of my biggest complaints with the original Iraq invasion with Bush. Gas prices didn't go down.
You see, because he didn't do it the right way. So they had it this way. The president was smart. He invented this thing
but
called
doesn't
ISIS.
Doesn't it have to do with OPEC? Don't they control?
No.
Doesn't OPEC control?
No, we control
a lot of the oil.
We control OPEC and everybody else.
But from my understanding, and I may be batshit crazy here, but we don't even get our oil from the Middle East. We get it from Canada.
Well, first of all, we have more oil than the Middle East does.
We get it from Canada. We don't even get it from over there.
It comes from different places.
Yeah, it comes from different places.
90% comes from Canada.
Well, the
like,
biggest oil reserves
like
in the world.
My buddy works in
the
business.
Actually,
the
biggest
says,
oil
it all
reserves,
from Canada.
The biggest oil reserves in the world are in northern Russia. Siberia has by far the biggest oil reserves in the world. And we have the biggest reserves of natural gas. That's because all the fucking food and GMOs we eat over here.
I was waiting to see who made that joke.
Yeah, and the fracking.
Next topic. I call next topic.
New deadline in the Iranian nuclear deal. They're stalling for another 6 months, giving Iran more time to make some nukes.
First of all, let me tell you something. It's all full of shit. The Nuclear Regulatory Committee already said Iran is not trying to make nukes. But the Iran
is... What are they making, cookies?
No, the only thing is this. They, the Rothschilds who control this world...
My God.
I don't care if you don't think I'm a conspiracy theorist or not, but let me just tell you something. The Rothschilds who control this world own a piece of every central bank, including the United States, the Federal Reserve. They own Bank of America. And what do they do is they own a piece of everyone except for Iran and two other countries. And so let's bomb Iran. Because they don't they have the Rothschilds in it.
There's no way we're going to bomb Iran. There's no
Listen,
way.
They'll have Israel do it. It's not and then they'll happen. Say that, oh, they were protecting themselves from getting bombed ahead of time, so they just bombed them. And the Iranian people haven't done anything wrong. What about the innocent, decent Iranian people who just want to live like you and me, go to the mall every week and take their children out to an amusement park?
Do you remember that?
There's some good Iranian people out there.
Ahmadinejad, then when the election...
He was just an idiot, Ahmadinejad. He wasn't the guy that runs the country. It's the mullahs that run Iran.
Watch, that's racist.
What, mullahs? No, they're not. Mullahs are the people that control the certain areas, tribal areas.
It sounded like...
And the Ayatollah is the head guy.
The Ayatollah is what I know.
I just
like to point out that halfway through the podcast, Mike looks like he needs another vacation to recover from the
this
first half of this podcast.
This is really draining.
No, you know what's draining?
What?
I don't want to say it.
Oh, boy. It was a dick joke.
I tried
No,
to,
it wasn't. It wasn't. No, it was the draining of the pus from my balls.
I tried to have coffee, and I tried to have a smoothie, but nothing seems to be working.
Would you like a little crystal meth?
My blood sugar is way down.
You need some crystal meth, I think.
I cannot.
That's a good pick me up.
I'm too old to do crystal
meth. I could just put a little bit in your coffee.
Could you, really?
Yeah, it'll wake you up.
I'm just too old to do it. I think my heart would explode. Then you would have to explain to my family what happened.
I thought I was going to have a heart attack the other day. Not for the crystal meth. I didn't do no crystal meth. I was banging somebody so hard.
Yeah.
I was like, man, that's a lot of work, man. I was so exhausted, man. I thought I was going to die right there. But I would have died with a smile on my face, just like Rockefeller. Nelson Rockefeller. He died like that.
It is a lot of work.
Speaking of death and drugs, former D.C. Mayor Marion Barry died.
Yeah, that's a damn shame.
Yeah.
Crackhead mayor. The original Rob Ford is dead.
No, he's not the original because he went and came back and won election again.
He won election again. That's pretty
Rob
amazing.
Ford's still in office, isn't he?
No, I think he left. He's going to leave in a couple of days or something. And then
they always, the Canadians always have to try to...
Copy us.
Yeah.
Because we had the crack-smoking mayor, Marion Barry. So now Rob Ford went and started smoking crack with the Jamaicans, too. With the right
ties. I just think it's amazing that he got reelected after that scandal.
I mean, I'm not so... I mean,
he actually did a good job running the city.
No, I think that's separate issues. Him
if he wants to smoke crack and run the city...
demons and running the city.
He wasn't stealing money or anything like that. All he was doing was smoking a little crack. There's nothing wrong with that. Because he needs to stay awake while he's running his office.
I wouldn't say there's nothing wrong with it.
No, you say there's something wrong with things because you're trying to associate that with a crackhead who's out there committing crimes or something. Here's a guy, he had his own money, he's the mayor of a city,
right?
He makes a decent salary. I believe this way. Half of these guys on Wall Street are using coke and crystal meth too, just to stay awake. Just to stay awake so they can do their jobs better. Especially when you're using the overseas markets. Those are at night. So if you're doing trading on the overseas markets, you got to stay awake.
Well, I don't think Wall Street should be the standard by which we judge our politicians.
They get all their money from Wall Street. Who do you think these lobbyists are? They're owned by Wall Street.
And I don't think that you can casually smoke crack. Am I wrong about that? It's not like, do you smoke crack only when I drink?
Well, some people do, but here's the deal. I've had smoked crystal meth before. And I've shot it.
You're an outlier.
I sniffed it. But, no,
you're
I'm not.
Outlier.
I am a guy who's always responsible, lived in the same place for many years, and done very okay over the years. You've never seen me. You see, I'm wearing my cashmere jackets and everything. I'm not out there selling my things to get money to smoke anything or use it.
Gary, Bobby is a responsible drug addict. That is true.
Yeah, I usually just like to help my performance while committing sexual activity.
It's a great transition to the Hunger Games movie.
I heard it sucked.
I haven't seen it yet.
I don't know. I'm not familiar with any of these topics. My head is still on the beach in Aruba.
Yeah, this guy wants to be in Aruba. He's full of shit, this Mike Vecchio.
You've been back a full 6 days.
Yeah, but I don't have my head in the game.
Yeah, because, it's not easy after you serial kill someone.
I would never. And I'm not on drugs, so I know what I do every day. Maybe coffee. Be a little coffee, maybe.
Let me tell you something.
Too.
Some people should be on drugs. They should give ecstasy to all you psychopaths.
No, self-medicate. You're talking about self-medicating. It's not good. You need to deal with your demons, man. Breathe in, breathe out, take a yoga class.
Move it in, move it out, shake it up, shake it around, disco lady.
Walk from the yoga class through.
Shake it up, shake it down, move it in, move it out, disco lady. Yeah, do it, Mike.
Next topic.
Let's downward dog it now. Come on, everybody. Yeah, let's do yoga right in the middle of the show. Here we go.
wanted to share with Hunger Games, they had a big article in the Times about how Lionsgate, which put out the film, is much smaller than a traditional Hollywood studio.
Well, you know what gets me about this Hunger Games? They bring it out right during Thanksgiving when people are hungry out there.
That actually is a good point.
That's a good joke, Bobby.
They bring it out during...
But they're using, like, non-traditional advertising. Like, they made a fake YouTube channel, or, like, a real YouTube channel with, like, people from the movie giving fake news to, like, make it a whole world to, like, build suspense for the...
And some people will probably believe it and commit suicide, like they did with Orson Welles' War of the Worlds. When he said the Martians are attacking and they're doing this and that on the radio, and people actually committed suicide.
Well, that's just
that how Scientology started?
No, Scientology started with L. Ron Hubbard.
Okay. I was way off.
Buffalo, 9 feet of snow. Jets Buffalo game got moved. And
I thought you talking about Buffalo Soldier fighting for America.
And the city of Buffalo is about to get flooded because the temperature is going back up.
72 inches of snow in a 24-hour period. That's the record on Earth. They've never had one more snow than that in one day. 72 inches.
Well, the groundhog called it, I think.
So well, I'll tell you, that's more pipe than I was laying down this weekend.
72 inches.
Yeah.
Wow.
72 inches of snow. That is insane. And my friend lives up there. No, but how about this? My friend lives right near there. My friend lives in Webster. I'll give out a shout out to Marky Crumb. At Webster, New York.
Big Marky Crumb.
He plays in a rock and roll band, man.
Yeah.
The Crumblers.
Oh, he plays guitar. Yeah, yeah.
Is he in the Crumblers?
Crumb Cakes.
No, he's a big dude, too. Big pot-smoking, marijuana-smoking, guitar-playing son of a gun.
What's the name of the band?
I don't know. I just call him Marky Crumb, dude. So, what you were going to tell you. So, he told me he lives in Webster, New York. It's right next to Buffalo there, near Rochester. And they got no snow. It just missed them. It only goes that there's like a belt. It's like
a microclimate. It's called
a microclimate.
It's a low pressure system.
Right.
Moving through.
No, not moving through. It just usually stays there.
Well, it stays there for a little while, but then it moves on.
There's some places that the air doesn't get, just like Peru, Lima, Peru, Beijing, where they're surrounded by mountains and stuff.
Yeah,
where
there's a lot of mountains.
It just sits there.
Broads.
What's that, Peru?
Peru and Beijing.
Oh, Beijing is nice, yeah.
Next topic. Buffalo got snow.
Let me tell you something, pal.
The Jets game.
Our friends who are listening to this show today are going to be angry because you're acting like you don't even want to fucking do the show while there's people out there listening. Show some more enthusiasm for our friends out there.
First of all, I don't...
Don't do it for me and Ben. Do it for the friends out there listening. Our listeners.
I'm more of an even-keeled guy.
Listen, our listeners are out there and you're showing like that you don't want to do this.
All
if you don't
want
to do it, go back to Aruba. Go back to Aruba and throw more girls in the ocean. Is that what you want to do?
Yelling at me is not going to... Ben, you're encouraging it?
Throw more girls in the ocean, pal.
Yelling at me is not going to solve the problem.
Yeah.
Okay?
Throw some more co-eds in the ocean.
You
got to
get some help, man.
Yeah.
You got to get some help.
No, I want to hear... I'm trying to be enthusiastic for our listeners out there, and you're bullshitting
you're
with this.
You're screaming at them.
Oh, you're screaming. But they want that.
They want
the food. They want to get the energy up.
No,
man.
They don't.
I'm high energy, man.
This is not a scared straight.
I'm like a cheerleader. Woo! Let's go, team.
You're a frightening human being who's screaming at them as they're driving wherever these people listen.
No, I would never scream at all listeners because they're good people out there.
Yeah, but when you scream at Mike, our listeners hear screaming. That is.
Yeah, but they should know that I don't like the enthusiasm Mike is showing today. I think he should show more enthusiasm. He's lucky I don't have a stun gun or something, because he would get the energy, get an impetus.
Well, how about this? How about you come up with some better topics?
It's my topic.
There was snow in Buffalo. That's a fucking topic?
No, that's Ben.
It's a fucking topic?
Well, it was a record.
You should be ashamed
of yourself. First of all,
a record snowfall. Blow me. Are you kidding me?
Record snowfall? I'm not blowing you. I would cut your filthy little ass in a million years. And I'm a homosexual.
I'm going to walk out of
this podcast. That's how ugly Mike is today. How about that?
Walk out of this podcast.
You're never going to walk out of anywhere.
I will walk around Ben's neighborhood.
Yeah, you can't. You know why? There's already a guy out there with a box, and he'll throw you off his block, buddy.
He does look pretty tough.
Yeah, he ain't letting you just take over. You think he's just going to
take that guy over
you
me?
Just think,
I would absolutely.
That guy's got a gun. Yes. You think he's going to let you take his spot down here?
I would absolutely take a guy that lives on the streets of Astoria over
that
a guy that lives
under
a train.
My friend, with a couple other guys that they have by the dumpster over there, two blocks away.
First of all, Ben, you've underestimated me.
You might underestimate that guy.
Maybe if you did all 4 years of Penn State wrestling, maybe then I would take you. But I know that you got that quit in you, so I think you would quit.
Shot.
That guy has nothing to live for. Don't bet against the guy that has nothing to live for.
No, you know what happened? He lost a wrestling match to that guy, Jerry, you know, in the shower room with the soap. And after that, he stopped wrestling.
Does that make you feel better?
Yeah.
Does it make you feel better to take a critical situation at a school that you know I went to and turn it around on me?
And use a cheap shot on you.
And use literally turn it around on me like I was getting in the shower.
Well, the coach, he literally turned it around on you too when you dropped the soap.
He reverse Bobby'd that. Like a reverse Nelson, but with gay sex.
Right.
The both of you, I don't feel welcome back to this podcast.
I'm glad you're back, Mike. I'll say it publicly. Yeah, but, I'm glad you're back.
Yeah, because you want I'm a scapegoat for both of you.
Venom
was being built up in the 2 weeks that I was
gone. Right, exactly.
And now you're releasing it on me.
Because we're like spinning cobras right now. We're just spitting all the venom on Mike.
Bring Robert Puncher back. That's what you do that to him.
No, he's a fag, that guy.
Why would you say that?
I said, no, he likes a lot of gags. I said, he's involved in a lot of gags. Did you hear me what I said?
AMAs were last night. Anyone watch it?
The American Medical Association? What happened on the American Medical Association?
The Music Awards.
They came up with a new cure for, like, Mike's herpes?
Oh, my God. You're throwing a lot of accusations.
No, you don't have herpes. I didn't say that. I said a hairpiece.
Oh, that's better. I don't have a hairpiece.
Oh, I thought you were wearing a hairpiece because it looks so nice.
Let me set the record straight.
Then you must have got a haircut.
Listen to this for news, okay? And what you're doing is you're bringing down the value of the podcast.
It's not as information.
You don't have to do much to bring down the value of this podcast.
It's a lot of
you had me on it from the beginning. That means the value wasn't there from the beginning. This is like the Walmart of podcasts.
That's a good analogy.
Yeah.
I'd say it's more of the Woolworths of podcasts.
There is no Woolworths.
Yeah, we're still not around anymore.
We're still around, at least. Maybe not for long, but we're here right now.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
But still at the bottom.
AMAs, no one watched it.
I never watched it.
I saw people.
I have no idea what the kids are into these days.
Katy Perry is going to be headlining the Super Bowl.
She got, she's large-breasted.
I'm surprised they did that because they don't want a wardrobe malfunction again.
No, but she's also a very good, clean American singer, like they say.
So was Janet Jackson. She had a wardrobe malfunction. Everybody lost their head. It's like, why would you lose your head or tip hop down? What the fuck is the big deal?
Beyonce's ass was more of a thing than...
No, can I tell you something? No, it was
the next year after the Janet Jackson thing,
they should show more tits and ass on TV. They should have people naked on TV. So it desensitizes people to it.
And then there'll be fewer Bill Cosbys in the world.
Exactly. Because it desensitizes people when you see it every day out there.
Okay.
Years ago, people didn't even have clothes. And they weren't, people weren't acting like they are.
Thanksgiving plans before we get to user tweets. Mike, what's your
I plan to go to my brother's. I don't think he knows it yet. So if we could delay this podcast.
Well, he listens to it.
If we could delay the release till I talk to him, that would be great.
I'm going
to
put
it. Listen, Mike's brother. You always listen to podcasts. Have your brother Mike over for Thanksgiving. He's a good guy. He's going to bring the pie. He's going to bring some pumpkin pie and custard pie.
No, it's at my sister-in-law's cousin's.
At least bring some pies. That's what I always do.
I bring wine.
I bring pies. I usually bring a couple of pumpkin, a couple of custard, maybe an apple. But I go to a good bakery and get it. Or I go to Steve's Key Lime. I'm throwing a little shout-out there.
A plug? That's a chalk.
Yeah. Steve's Key Lime in Brooklyn. Mm. Best Key Lime pie you ever have. I was thinking maybe I'll even get one for next week's show. I'll bring it here.
I'm trying to lose weight, Bobby.
How the fuck are you losing weight? You weigh 40 pounds, you fucking idiot.
You are really light, Ben.
I put on 10 pounds since I started dating this girl.
Well, big deal, good. Maybe she's fatting you up.
I like my chances against you in an all-out MMA fight.
No, you'd win that. I just started going to the gym, just so you know.
Yeah, but then you would shut down my website out of spite. If I was to beat you,
it would.
You would shut down my website and you would close my Twitter.
He's already took some money out of your bank account, I think.
Probably would. He has all my information.
He knows how to siphon it a little bit at a time. He's good at it.
He does. He's very, very shifty and smart.
But all of a sudden, it goes to, you try to find out where it was taken from, and it goes to Russia, China, North Korea, all these other
countries. And finally, it lands in user tweets.
Yeah.
It's a segue. User tweets!
I love the way he segued.
Don't ask my Thanksgiving plan.
No, no, let me tell you something.
I know what
your We don't care what your Thanksgiving plan is.
I care.
If we had to get around. He got a good segue in. Now was a good start. Right.
I respect a good segue.
Yeah.
No, no, what are...
From usually finishes a strong show. The show
so we got a lot this week, too.
Mike gets strong at the end. In the beginning, he sucked. He was sluggish. And I had to wake him up. Now he's finishing strong.
Well, his diabetes blood sugar thing was kicking around.
He's like Manny Pacquiao. He comes on good.
We're going to remove a foot later on. It's going to be okay.
Yeah. You guys are just throwing punches, man. I'm not in this...
But you were bobbing and weaving.
But I'm not in the zone. Go ahead, Ben.
First one from our boy Ted Teddy Man at the PA Pod. Good show. I find it hard to be free and easy with the compliments, but you guys are to win beneath my wings. Hashtag try.
That was an old one.
No, it was after last week, but we didn't read it on air yet.
Oh, was it? It was
after... He enjoyed the episode without Mike. Is what?
Oh my god!
Why
do we have to squeeze negativity out of the?
Yeah, why'd you have to say that, Ben? You
should have
said
that.
You could have cut that to yourself,
right?
Well, it was a nice thing that Teddy said. I wanted to share because he usually says shitty
things. He didn't say anything about Mike.
No, he didn't say anything about
Mike. Why don't you read the tweets as they say, as they put them down there?
Get
not as what your version is.
That's what it was.
We don't
down
need
there.
The Russian optimism version.
Yeah. Right.
We got a follow Friday from our friends at Laughing Buddha. That's the hashtag FF. So we
what
got a nice
that
mention.
Be? What is that?
That's like
Jeff Lawrence.
Yeah, it's like saying if you follow me, you'll also enjoy following whoever else, and we got in that whoever else.
Oh, okay. So, this Jeff Lawrence character, who is he?
Jeff Lawrence is a comic and a booker in the city.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
I just knew him as a queer.
No. Jeff Lawrence is a good people.
He's a queer.
He's good people.
He's a fucking queer.
Hey, he's telling people to follow us and listen to the show.
Jeff's
be nice.
Good guy.
How about this? I know Jeff longer than anyone knows him. Me and Jeff, I drove him back from Montreal in 2002 before I even thought about being a comedian. Or 2001 it was. I had to hear him. He's a good guy, but I had to hear him talking about his dates that his life goes wrong. He's a real, what do you call it, Yenta.
Next one from @
He's a Jewish Yenta. Jeff Lawrence is a Jewish Yenta out there to the listeners.
Jewish and Yenta is redundant, Bobby.
Well, yeah, you're right. But he's like...
This
like
Ben, you're talking
He
about.
Always talked about, you know, the Jewish... You know, the old Yentas, they cry, they complain about everything. That's why, oh, this guy don't love me for this, this guy don't love me for that. Oh, yeah, yeah. I went through a 9-hour drive with that.
From Ted Teddy Man, @ Bobby Haha, that's you.
Well, Jeff makes a good... Jeff, I still want my good cream... He makes a great... cheesecake.
Oh yeah, the cheesecake for Thanksgiving is really good. Yeah,
I gotta go. I gotta go. He makes some good cakes, this guy.
Yeah, no, that's a fact. That is a fact.
Yeah, Jeff Lawrence makes some good cheesecake.
Teddy says, Bobby, we need more comments about Robert Puncher, the sexy vampire.
We've
had them in.
What is? What, tell him to get off his fucking dick, Teddy man. Get off this Robert Puncher
Robert
guy.
Robert Puncher
dick.
Saved the podcast.
No, the guy was on a fuck. No, he
saved
did
the
it.
Podcast.
The guy happened to be on, and that was it. No big deal. We've also had TJ Dorino on. We had Al Martin on.
Yeah, but that
biggest
was
guest ever.
That was the only time that I was the only actual host who showed up. So if Robert hadn't shown up, it would just
been
me.
We knew he was showing up. That's why I didn't show up.
It would have been just me talking about the news for 40 minutes.
Listen, I collapsed, man. I was sorry. Hey, I was banging somebody.
I'm sorry your sexual exhaustion got in the way of work.
Yeah, but this is work. It's scientific studies I'm doing on human nature for my next book.
Next tweet from our friend @ Louis Mitchell 86.
Louis Mitchell, I like that guy. He's a good guy.
Says, @ PA Pod, the Black Juju Review, that's my web series, should review a song... By @ the Bobby Haha or @ Little Young Big.
They should review my old rap song that came out. I'm on a cock right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's aggressive.
It's always, huh?
Black Juju is currently on hiatus, but that's a good idea.
Okay. Oh, you guys got shut down, you mean? You didn't get renewed.
We didn't get renewed by the executive producer, who is me.
Right. You can't even renew yourself. That's
and then
crazy.
Bobby replied to all of that by just adding 4 people's names because he doesn't know how computers work.
That's perfect.
Who's 4 people's names?
Oh, no. Here's his response. This is from Bobby. @ Louis Mitchell, thanks for your interest in Louis. I will be working on a new album in the coming year. There's 2 sentences, by the way. I will be working on a new album, period. In the coming year, period. Great usage of English.
Sentence fragments.
@ Ted Teddy Man says, @ Uber Facts, people who find it easier to laugh live longer than those who don't, and people who listen to the PA Pod have a great reason to live.
That's a nice one.
That's a good one. Good Ted Teddy Man.
I give that one for Ted Teddy, man. That's I give it up for Ted Teddy.
Got
that.
Off, I think.
Yeah, that's a good way.
He had direct tweets, but it's probably not going to top that. So
yeah, that's.
I think we should end on that. Final thoughts for the holidays, guys. Bobby, your plans.
My plans is to go with my my grandson, my daughter, and my ex-wife, and have a nice Thanksgiving dinner. And also to my godson's house. I'll go over there and stop by. And PA and the mother and father. This is in Tuchai's. This is in Tuchai's house for Thanksgiving also. And with my family also.
Tuchai, is that Tuchai?
Sin Tuchai. No, Sin Tuchai.
Sin Tuchai. Okay.
They're from Thailand.
Okay, that's different.
I'll have Thanksgiving dinner with two different families.
Wow.
There's a couple more good ones.
I'm
going to Connecticut, Dad and Grandma.
Oh, that's nice.
I hate like how Ben spends no time on his own Thanksgiving plans. He's so caught up in user tweets.
Teddy has some good direct messages. He says, was never tempted to see show Trans-Siberian Orchestra Christmas show. What about a Bobby Haha trans homoerotic holiday blitz with Christmas balls?
It could be done.
That's good.
Teddy continues, pumpkin pie is the only thing that looks like diarrhea that tastes good.
Yes, it is. And it does taste very good.
But,
but pudding also. Chocolate pudding.
All right, what are we doing?
He missed out Jell-O pudding.
What are we doing on this podcast?
He's saying what foods look like diarrhea but taste good.
Jell-O pudding.
We're taking this podcast in that direction, Ben?
Is we're going to go down that shitty road?
Is that what you're letting happen?
The Hershey Highway, Ben.
Come on, Ben. Our listeners don't want to hear that,
Ben. We don't want to hear about the Hershey Highway.
For a reason.
Yeah, the old
don't
dirt
read
road.
The direct tweet.
Right, the old dirt road, the Hershey Highway, the low release traveled, except by Mike Vecchione. But
last one from Teddy. Bill Cosby tried to oil check the Bobby Haha in a wrestling match. I think Bobby would fish hook him and then nut harvest for the win.
Wow.
That was a good one. I like that. I could probably beat Bill Cosby.
End it. I would even
rape the guy.
All right. This podcast has gotten way off the rails since I've been gone. We need to regroup. We need to have a couple of meetings. There's probably going to be some emails sent. And
Bobby doesn't know how to open email.
We
need a new strategy.
We need to talk to our executive producers because this thing is, I don't know what happened when I was gone, but this is not what I remember doing before I left. Okay, so we all need to think about that. For comedian Bobby Haha, comedian Ben Rosenfeld,
I'm a very measured and thoughtful Mike Vecchione right now.
And let's wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Wishing you all a happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for tuning in each week. Happy Thanksgiving. And
we love you all out there.
We'll see you after the holiday.
See you next week.
See you next week.
Do you want to try to hit that so that it's not just shitty, weird, choppy ending?
Okay. Are you going to edit this out?
No. Just...
Well, then...
No.
What's the point?
Let's give them all three of us at the same time. Have a great Thanksgiving, everyone.
Right,
on three. 1, 2, 3. Have a great Thanksgiving, everyone.
We'll see you next week.
We'll see you next week.